I'm Andrew Joran, and this is Poetry Now. So much of my poetry is sound-driven. It starts from the sound of words and builds out from there to meaning. When I'm building out the poem from the basis of sound, I'm always looking for surprising meanings, paradoxical meanings, meanings that seem to contain more than can be said. This was sort of triggered by a mistake. Usually the phrase is the phases of the moon, but I read that and I saw phrases of the moon, and I thought, well, there's the potential for a poem in that. The moon has a really rich philosophical and scientific history. A lot of philosophers were suspicious of the moon because it was so changeful, especially back in antiquity where the ideal of truth was something timeless and eternal and changeless. And the moon seemed, in its changing, to undermine that notion of truth. And that's why I'm bringing in the concept of lying and liar. Plato believed that artists and poets couldn't access that eternal changing world, unchanging world, so he banished them from his utopia. The idea of art as lying about reality is somehow embedded in the nature of the moon, therefore. The phrases of the moon. Full. The blow to a gong, gone blind, with the sight of white silk, O milk of my reason. Sun re-seen in my mad, mad mirror. Gibbous. Sense, less science, the wish apparition of a perfect fact. As thought, the war of one upon one. Half. Half a mind, almost mine. Whole fragment, I am a being from another word. Crescent, bow bent back to what release? My lone line, the join of all I am not. A minor truth betrays a major one, a lore for the liar. For it is written, liar with a Y. New, calling all coincidence, I will deem the dark my day. Yet if I say, I am lying to you now. O zero raised to zero, I am lying with you now. I started out as a science fiction writer, but I soon became obsessed with language and more interested in the way two words could strike sparks than in creating plot and character in a science fiction story. I finally decided that I was not a fiction writer, but a poet. But I would continue to be inspired by science and science fiction in the writing of poetry. Half a mind, almost mine. Whole fragment, I am a being from another word. For us, the moon isn't as mysterious as it was back in antiquity. And in fact, humans have walked on the moon. And so it's a place, you know, like any other place. But it is a companion to the Earth. And so there's a kind of mirror relationship between the Earth and the moon that I think has stirred the imagination of a lot of artists, scientists, and philosophers through the ages. The moon and we go back a long way. So there's a special place in humanity's heart and mind for the moon.
That was Andrew Joran and his poem, The Phrases of the Moon. I'm Katie Clarkson, and this is Poetry Now, a production of the Poetry Foundation and the WFMT Radio Network. For more about this series, go to poetryfoundation.org/poetrynow.